Welcome to the English Weekly Podcast, brought to you by 9.09er English, where you get your dose of useful insights and practical tips on how to improve your English. I'm your host, Irvin, and for Season 4, we are going to feature the representatives of various agencies and consultancies assisting candidates with their overseas application. In this episode, we have a special guest from AECC Global, Mr. Zeus Avelino. Good morning!
Good morning, Sir Irvin, and good morning, everyone. Thank you for inviting me here. It's an honor.
For quite some time, we focused on U.S. EB-3 immigrant visa. But for today, we have something different for our listeners from 130 countries worldwide. Student visa is actually an equally popular option, knowing that not everyone is qualified to migrate. Also, there are those who cannot find an employer, specifically if their profession is not in demand for that particular country. However, we would like to emphasize that student visa is for everyone, knowing that, number one, there is no age limit. Number two, there are no such thing as educational qualifications. Like, even those who are not able to graduate from college may apply for student visa. And the best part, number three, you are not required to have any work experience. So even if there is not a single day in your life where you have rendered work, still, you may apply for a student visa. So AECC Global started in Australia in 2008, but in the Philippines, they opened in 2016. Having said that AECC assists the candidates with student visa application, let's ask Sir Zeus, will you please give us an overview of the main services offered by AECC Global?
Thank you, Sir Irvin. Well, AECC is a multinational company which specializes in international education. Our education counselors can definitely assist you from admissions advice, course matching, school and visa application, as well as accommodation bookings. Our services are free as long as you apply to any of our 750-plus partner institutions overseas. Yes. We also have a range of tools like AECC Student Portal and AECC Skills that students have free access to. All free, right? Now, these will help them with their education journey to any of our of the countries that we serve, whether Australia, Canada, UK, US, or New Zealand.
There you go. The reason why they call the company global is because, can you imagine, 750 partner institutions in all of the countries mentioned. Now, you've mentioned, or you were able to highlight earlier that you have partners in Australia, Canada, UK. Which one would you say is the most popular and why?
Well, actually right now, the most popular is Australia. Mm-hmm. Next would be Canada. Mm-hmm. And I think there are many reasons why students choose these countries over other countries, including, let's say, number one, high quality education. Mm-hmm. Australian and Canadian universities are globally recognized for providing high quality education, with many universities consistently ranked in the top 100 universities in the world. Now, the Australian education and Canadian education system emphasize practical learning and provide students with opportunities to gain hands-on experience in their chosen fields. Second, diverse range of courses. Mm-hmm. Australia and Canada offer a diverse range of courses in various fields, including business, engineering, health sciences, which is quite popular to Philippines and Filipino students, social sciences, and more. Now, students can choose from a wide variety of undergraduate and postgraduate programs. Next is research opportunities. Mm-hmm. Australia and Canada are known for its strong research culture, with universities offering numerous research opportunities to students in various fields. Students can work with leading academics and researchers to develop their research skills and gain valuable experience. Next is multicultural environment.
Yes.
Australia and Canada are multicultural societies with people from all around the world, making it a welcoming and inclusive place for international students. Students can experience different cultures, make new friends, and, of course, build networks. Last, we have work opportunities. International students in both Australia and Canada can work part-time while studying, which can help them cover their living expenses and gain work experience. In Australia, it was just recently announced that starting July 2023, part-time work hours will be increased from 40 to 48 hours per fortnight, and students will still have unlimited work hours during official school breaks. So that's great, right? True. Now, also after graduation, students may also be eligible for post-study work visas, which allow them to work in Australia or Canada for up to 4 years. Correct. Also, the newly announced post-study work rights in Australia, giving students studying selected programs in health, engineering, and teaching an additional 4 to 5 years on work visa, is definitely good news for international students. High standard of living. I think this is the last one. Australia and Canada are known for its high standard of living with excellent healthcare, safety, and social services. Students can enjoy a comfortable lifestyle while studying in these countries. Now, overall, studying in either Australia or Canada offer students a world-class education, diverse course offerings, research opportunities, a welcoming multicultural environment, work opportunities, and high standard of living.
There you go. More often than not, you might be wondering, how come there are people who consider student visa when in the first place they can just migrate or they can just find an employer? The truth of the matter is, there are certain countries that prioritize specific professions. Say, for instance, United States right now prefers healthcare professionals. So if you are not a healthcare worker, there are not too many opportunities in the United States. Or let's consider UK. UK is looking primarily for healthcare workers like nurses, physicians, midwives, or radiographers, plus skilled workers. But what if you're an engineer, an architect, a teacher? It's possible that there are not too many options for you in these countries mentioned. So the reason why Canada and Australia are super popular is because they're wide open for everyone, regardless of your background, whatever your occupation or your profession is. That's the reason why some people go through the rigors of applying for student visa. Yes, it might be a little more expensive as compared to other visa applications, but sometimes you don't have to think of the expense. You consider this as an investment because when you are there, you're allowed to work for, like what Zeus mentioned earlier, it's 48 hours every fortnight. But the good news is there's what we call unlimited working hours during school breaks or holidays at the same time. Post-study work rights. So what exactly do we mean when we say post-study work rights? Say, for instance, you apply for a two-year course, but the visa that's going to be granted to you won't only last for about 2 years. It's longer. So example, 2 years for your study program, then another 2 years for your post-study work rights. So after 4 years, when you have completed your degree plus you were able to work full-time in the last 2 years, you may use this as a pathway to permanent residency. Which means to say, looking at the brighter side, after 4 years, who knows, you might be able to apply for PR status and eventually become a citizen of a first world country. These are perks why people consider student visa application despite the cost or the initial investment in the beginning. So we have mentioned that Australia and Canada are more popular than the others. But moving on, we know for a fact a lot of people want to consider Canada and Australia, and there are a lot of student consultants worldwide. So why is it that our listeners must choose AECC over the other companies?
All right. Thanks, Sir Irvin. That's really a good question. Mm-hmm. Well, number one, expert guidance. AECC has a team of experienced education consultants who can provide you with expert guidance throughout the entire application process. They can help you select the right course, choose the right university or school, and guide you through the visa application process as well. Second, we have an access to a wide range of universities. As mentioned earlier, 750 plus. Wow. AECC has partnerships with a wide range of universities in Australia and Canada and other countries, so they can help you find the right course and university to suit your needs and preferences. Third, we have a very simplified application process. AECC can help... We can help with simplifying the application process by just providing you with all the information and documentation you need to apply for your chosen course and university. Overall, applying via AECC can help make the process of studying in Australia or Canada or US or UK or New Zealand easier and more straightforward, as well as provide you with expert guidance and support throughout your study journey.
There you go. There are certain institutions in Canada and Australia that do not require English examinations, but here's the big but. There are more opportunities if you decide to take your IELTS or PTE. So that's when 9.09er enters the picture. The others are quite hesitant and they don't want to take an examination. And if you're going to do this, definitely this is going to limit your options. Because majority of the 750 organizations require that you pass an English test. And this is also ideal if you're looking for a scholarship. Because the higher your grade in an English examination, the higher the chances that you might be able to qualify for a scholarship. Now we have established that indeed it's an advantage if you're going to pass an English examination. Therefore, the next question is, what are the perks when AECC clients enroll for IELTS or PTE review with the largest in the Philippines, 9.09er?
Yes, you just mentioned, Sir Irvin, mm-hmm. It is the largest. First perk, I think, is the accessibility of our students. Mm-hmm. Whenever they are looking for review centers that are partnered with AECC, of course, we are always advising them mm-hmm. what is the most accessible for them. I mean, they cannot go review to a review mm-hmm. center, which is kind of far True. From their places. So 9er is almost everywhere. Plus, the quality is really good.
And for the record, you're also visiting our branches, right?
That's true. Uh-huh. So in Metro Manila alone, you have reopened so many branches already. I cannot even count. So yes, so I think that's one. Second is the quality. It's all over the social media mm-hmm. and all that. You have proof and evidences that you have really good students. Whenever they pass, they get good scores. And whenever students ask for review centers mm-hmm. from us, we just tell them to look on Google, check other agencies and compare, mm-hmm. And they would see that 9er is already there. And you mentioned earlier that there are universities that do not require IELTS. Mm-hmm. Yes, there are, but very few. So we still tell our students to take IELTS. It's best if they can take IELTS because they will still be taking that IELTS exam. After they graduate, whenever eventually they wanted to become, citizens mm-hmm. or residents of that country. Yeah.
Now, Zeus mentioned that they're visiting our branches, and for the record, we are reopening up to 34 branches this 2023, and we have a presence in almost every region in the Philippines. Recently, AECC invited us to be one of their speakers during their online webinars, online orientations. But do you have a schedule of upcoming webinars, especially for those who are not based in the Philippines?
We actually do have a lot of mm-hmm. Webinars in the future coming days. In fact, it's almost partnered with 9er Review Center in all the cities in the Philippines. But if you're asking specifically about nurses, for example, we don't have trainings for nurses mm-hmm. per se, but we have several webinars or seminars that we include you mm-hmm. that we conduct regularly that will be very useful for those planning to study overseas. So there are webinars focused on application process and specific schools or courses that can greatly assist you in gathering information for your study abroad plans. There are also always Q&A sessions mm-hmm. that will serve to address any burning questions our students might mm-hmm. have. Yeah.
Well, I remember vividly that just a couple of weeks ago, I created a group chat, including Sir Zeus over here and most of the franchisees of 9er, because AECC is planning to visit most of our provincial locations for regular face-to-face counseling. The online platform will be there. It's forever. But isn't it a lot better when you get to meet your consultant face-to-face, in person, to know the sincerity of your consultant? Because there are nonverbal cues that you're only going to experience when you see the consultant face-to-face. And please correct me if I'm wrong, but AECC is going to 9er Isabela, 9er Pampanga, 9er CDO. Did I get that right?
Yes, sir, Vin, you got it right. And yeah, just to add to your information earlier about the virtual fairs and face-to-face fairs, that's true. Virtual, I think it will never go away anymore. Yeah. But based on our experience, we had our virtual fair last Feb 17, followed by face-to-face fair 18 onwards up to 26 in 5 cities in the Philippines. The virtual fair was still less attended as compared to face-to-face fair. It's just very different for you, or I mean, students speaking directly to Australian representatives. I mean, you're really talking in an Australian accent face-to-face, seeing their faces. So we just had our Australia Education Fair a couple of weeks ago, and we've invited 40 Australian universities to come to the Philippines and be together in one area, speak to Filipinos. And we'll also be having a Global Education Fair this April 22nd in Manila and 23rd in Cebu. So this is a global. So it means that it will be attended not only by Australian schools or institutions. There will also be Canadian, UK, US, and New Zealand who will be coming to the Philippines. We also have lots of information sessions and mobile counseling partnered with you, Niner. So as mentioned earlier, I think we're going to be having a monthly mobile counseling. I think that's every second Saturday of the month in different locations, particularly in I have here Kawayan, Isabela, Naga City in Bicol, Rojas City in Capiz, Tacloban City, because that's really Niner branch, and Cagayan de Oro City. For the Naga and Rojas City, I think you haven't opened there yet.
Who knows? Or
but yes, we're gonna be confirming the venue later on. And the other monthly information sessions or a mini webinar, we're also going to be doing it with you guys in Batangas, in Lipa, and then we also have in San Fernando, Pampanga, and yeah, I think that's it. Dumaguete, we also have one, but we're waiting for you there.
For the record, today is, well, it's March 2023. I cannot disclose yet, but who knows, we might announce soon that we will reopen in Naga. So emphasis on the word reopen, meaning to say the branch was already there before the pandemic, but now we're just finalizing the details in order for us to finally announce the venue of our reopening in Naga, Camarines Sur. So, I'd like to highlight the next event, face-to-face event of AECC, April 22 in Manila, Global Education Fair, and April 23 in Cebu, Global Education Fair as well. So, when we say global, not just Australia, but this includes the other destinations and countries. Lastly, let's share to our listeners worldwide your website, your email ad, contact details, or social media accounts, please.
Yes, sure. If you want to check all our schedules, as I've mentioned earlier, we have a lot of webinars and seminars almost happening weekly. You could always visit our website. It's www.aeccglobal.com.ph. You can also check our Facebook. You could see the reviews in there, you know, how our students are doing right now. It's AECC Global on Facebook. We also have TikTok and IG. We have AECC Philippines right there. And if you need to email us for any inquiries, or you want to start your journey, or just ask any question, you could email us at info.manila@aeccglobal.com.
In the same way, I'd like to invite you guys to meet the representatives of AECC in person when you visit our 16th anniversary extravaganza at Dusit Thani Makati. That's May 6, Saturday, 12 noon to 5 p.m. All you have to do is to look for the booth of AECC. Guys, time flies so fast and it's nearly 20 minutes, but I am certain you were able to get the necessary information why Australia and Canada are the most popular destinations for those looking for international qualifications, and why AECC is the most credible for that matter. So, we hope to see you in our face-to-face events or online webinar, but for now, we'd like to request you to pay it forward by sharing this information to your friends. Thank you once again, and bye!
Thank you.